Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. This is very exciting for me. Two people that I love and I've traveled the country with for the last few years are joining us. All of you know Andrew Sorcini, my good friend from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And a lot of you may know Bo Paulney, but he hasn't really joined me before. So I am super excited to welcome them both to the show. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It's a great to be back. Thank you. So, Bo, we have been threatening to do this for a very long time. I interviewed you on a stand-up when we were in Vegas, but you and I have become friends, and you've been doing a lot of great work for a really long time. So for my audience that doesn't know you, or this might be their first time seeing you, at least on my show, can you tell my audience a little bit about you and how you have ended up being really on the front lines of kind of seeing what's going on and explaining to people the bigger picture?
So like long story short, I used to be a doctor years ago, retired like 12 years ago, sold off my clinics. And then I got into, actually after 9/11, I got into studying precious metals, gold and silver, only to find out that there's patterns and there's things called cycles of time. And then it got really crazy because I started studying these patterns and I started looking at these patterns and counting the time windows, aligning them up with what's in the Bible, specifically what's written in Daniel about 1260 days and then the 7-year cycle. And it was like crazy because every time I would do more calculations, I get more analysis. And what I ended up finding was that you can actually predict the movement of precious metals. So that's kind of the point of this conversation. You can predict the movement of precious metals in advance, okay? Because there's things called cycles. In the Bible, Ecclesiastes says that which has been will be again. There's nothing new under the sun. And so what that basically is saying in a nutshell is cycles of old will replay themselves at some point in the future, and you can therefore predict what's going to happen in the future. And so over the time period, I applied to the precious metals, then I started looking at the Bible and prophecies, and it just kind of got, and now I'm on stage with Reawaken, and it's been, and I, you know, and I was in September doing an interview, actually 2 years ago, I said, Ruth, the day Ginsburg was supposed to, you know, something was supposed to happen in September of 2020, I gave the exact day, and on that exact day Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, then I say 2 years later watch Roe v. Wade be overturned, and that happened. And so like we've seen all these mathematical things, and so I don't know the event that will happen particularly, but via the Bible and this Daniel cycle of time calculation, you can predict incredibly important dates into the future before they ever happen, just like the crash of March 2020, predicted that 30 days in advance, nailed it. Again, I don't want the glory for all these things, but I'm just showing that you can predict the future with relation to precious metals and many things. And the most recent was literally I was in September saying, don't be surprised as October begins, right, a military conflict breaks out. Then I went on Nino Rodriguez's show on the 3rd of October saying, this Friday into Saturday, you're going to watch a military, a war breakout. There's a huge probability and happened to the exact day. Again, the only reason I knew was because it was mathematical calculations. And so we've got some really important dates coming up here. So I'm really happy to be here with you and Andrew Mel to really talk about what's coming and, you know, when we should really have our radar up.
Well, I thank you for doing that because David and I are good friends as well. And I know that David has been blown away, as has his audience, at so many of the things that you've been saying. You guys do shows pretty regularly now. And so when I saw you this past weekend at Reawaken Tour, we talked about it and I said, and I didn't realize that you and Andrew also, so this is very exciting. I think it's great energy to also bring all different people together and kind of understand that we are all preparing for whatever's coming. These are very, very unusual times. People are feeling anxious. People are feeling unsure. We're having multiple fronts of war, crazy things happening in our nation and at the border. So the more people that we can bring together to kind of give clarity and give a plan and have people be prepared and people to weather the storm that we are in the best they can. So Andrew, you are here regularly.
Sure.
What has struck you in the last few days? We have had the outbreak of the war that Beau did say was going to happen before it did on the same day, because I saw a lot of chatter online with people saying, "Oh my God, Beau Polnyi said that this was going to happen," and they were thinking something else too. Like you said, you can't say specifically, but you can say this mathematically lines up, something's going to happen here. So, Andrew, what are you seeing out there since everything that has taken place in the past week? How is it affecting the silver and gold and just the market in general?
Well, first of all, we've seen silver and gold jump. So prior to the attack on Israel, we had seen both gold and silver drop like pretty quickly. And these are just common cycles. There's really it's nothing more than manipulation by the big banks. But one thing I like about working with the both of you and doing interviews with the both of you is that so many people out there just say things and they don't back them up by anything. Well, with you, Mel, you're a great researcher. Like you research and vet everything. So when you give me a piece of information, I know it's been thoroughly checked out. With Bo, he gives the most precise information that he possibly can, and he backs it up with his own money. Not so that he could be right. He just has the information and he just moves on it. So last November, when the dollar was riding high, he actually bought silver when it was at $18.50 an ounce. And I remember that I would say in the first quarter of this year, it was up about $6 an ounce. So for him, that's a 33% gain. Those
Yeah.
types of legitimate gains in any market in that time frame are just absolutely ridiculous. But what's fueling it now is the fact that the BRICS nations have become, they've actually become more powerful as far as money goes than the G7. So I've got these articles here that they're actually richer than the G7. So that's a scary thought because their goal is to de-dollarize the entire globe. And
Yeah.
also I see that Russia is paying for oil. I mean, they're using the yuan to buy oil in like 25% of all of the dollar or 25% of all of the money spent on oil is actually now in the Chinese currency. So the yuan isn't the world's reserve currency yet. Hopefully it never is. But as far as these BRICS nations, they're already using it as if it already were. So these are
Yeah.
all great reasons to have gold and silver.
And where they're meeting right now about the Belt and Road Initiative, Xi and Putin and 130 other countries, many of them involved in BRICS. And what they are also talking about is, in the meantime, before they figure that out, they want to start buying and selling in their own currency as well, and de-dollarizing, which is another way. And then the other thing that with the BRICS nations, it started one way, but now they're talking about that it might actually be some kind of alliance beyond financial. So our weakness in America and what's going on with this installed regime and everything is really shifting the entire planet. I'm sure both of you saw also all of the sanctions on Russia have not only backfired, but apparently their credit ratings have been raised. Their IMF has given them a forecast for the next few years of well beyond our country in terms of growth in their economy. So a lot of what's happening, especially the sanctions and a lot of the moves of this regime, have been very detrimental. And on top of that, Beau brought up before, and I'll let him expand on this, that Saudi Arabia, which is why we have the petrodollar, and you can explain that, is also talking about not only joining the BRICS nations, but also pulling away from the US. And that is a really big deal. So, Bo, fill us in a little bit on the Saudi Arabia aspect of this and why the oil matters so much to what we're seeing.
So here's the thing about the US dollar. See, from a biblical perspective, because I'll always look at this from a biblical perspective too, because it's really important and you'll find out why, because all of these things that are happening, they're biblical. Okay. There's just, can't deny it. There's just so many things that are happening, just like, the war in Israel right now. What are the chances that it's 50 years from the War of 73 in Israel? Okay, it's called a Yom Kippur War. You have to understand these things are mathematically designed or mathematical perfection because they were by design and not random. If it was random, I could not have foretold many of the things that I've, that calculations I've done, because if it's random, you cannot predict. But if there's a science, and not if there's a mathematical calculation to it, if there's, if it's not random, you can predict. And so let's talk about the dollar, because this is critical. So Nixon takes us off the gold standard on August 15th of 1971. Now, what are the chances that exactly, you know, the Yom Kippur War is 50 years? So here's an example of 50. So I said 50, something's going to happen on the 15th of August, 2021. Do you understand that on that exact day, because it was a 50-year Leviticus cycle, that's the day Kabul fell? Mel, it was to the exact day. Kabul fell 50 years to the exact day when Nixon took us off the gold standard. You can't make this stuff up. Then it was 9 days later that the Saudis signed a military agreement with Russia on the 24th of August, the year 2021. That gets even more interesting, because I said within 2 years, you will see something historic happen with the Saudis. And on that exact day, August 24th, 2023, while we were in Vegas, the Saudis joined the BRICS.
Right.
So why is all this important? Because after Nixon took us off the gold standard, there was no more gold in the dollar. It was just paper. 2 years later, they approached the Saudis and say, hey, if you sell your oil in only, the word is only, the U.S. dollar denominated bonds, we will give you military protection. Well, I was making a huge stink about 2 years ago when the Saudis signed a contract with Russia, because why do you need two superpowers to protect you unless you don't trust the superpower, right? So the Biden regime was in power. They didn't trust them because they just abandoned Kabul 9 days earlier. So now you got the Saudis with Russia. Now you got this military conflict with Russia. The Saudis are no longer part of the petrodollar. So because of 2 years later, they joined the BRICS. So now you basically got a huge problem. The U.S. dollar, if this doesn't freak your viewers out or concern your viewers to alter the all in, there's no more petro. It's like a funny thing you say, there's no more petro in the dollar. The dollars run out of gas. I'm telling you, the dollars run out of gas. And that's just, I'm speaking those words, but the mathematical calculations are clearly based on the Leviticus cycle screaming this right now, because you have to understand the petrodollar contract was signed in 73. Guess when the Saudis joined the BRICS in 50 years later. To the exact day, 2023. And so I did this before, but I want to show you just prior to the interview, I showed you this chart. So my private subscribers, I have this knack for taking charts, and Andrew's seen my charts, and I can literally show you, I know where to look. I don't know how this works, but I know where to look based on calculations in history. And then I overlay a historic chart pattern on present day. And you literally, line them up, if that makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to show you here of why this is so important, because this chart here is of the U.S. dollar. You don't need to be a chart analyst to understand what I'm showing you here. As long as you can count A, B, C, D, you should be able to figure out what I'm showing you here. So this is 2 years, 9 months. Think of the possibility of a chart being accurate for 2 years and 9 months to the exactness, and it has been. So you'll see in January of 2021, this is a chart from years ago. I'm not saying when, but years and years ago, I knew where to find this chart. And you'll notice that in January, so this is the U.S. dollar on the bottom, and this is a private historic cycle to very top. So you want to look at this, because this is crazy. You'll see the bottom came in here. This came in January of 2021, the U.S. dollar. It ran up into October of 2022. And this is when I was buying all the precious metals from Andrew.
Right.
Because the cycle foretold it. And then since October of last year, a month later, he had the FTX crash. And those who have my crypto analysis and my gold now will know that we predicted Bitcoin would crash on the 8th of November through 19,000. I said that in October. It happened in November, on the 8th of November, exactly to the day that we talked about a month earlier. How do you do that, except that there are cycles and you can predict what's going to happen? And so what I want to show you in the US dollar, look at this, made 1, 2, 3. So January, March, and July, it made triple bottoms. And now we're in September into October. And point D is it. The US dollar, the point of this chart is, for the past 2 years and 9 months, it's literally perfect. And point D is now, end of September into October, the dollar's finished. So what if this chart is screaming, the dollar's finished, and the dollar and gold and silver are polar opposites. So if gold's going up, the dollar's going down. Right? And so if the dollar is going to go down, guess which way gold and silver are going to go? Exactly off. They're going to go up. So what's the point of this presentation? I'm telling you, the charts are screaming, the dollar's finished. And back to what I said, there's no more petrol in the dollar. The dollar's run out of gas. It's run out of gas. It's going to have some horrific days coming in the future. And those who have done nothing but have the means, unfortunately, are going to lose incredible amounts of prosperity and wealth just because they didn't prepare. The point of this conversation, it's the simple word, prepare.
Yeah.
Prepare. Mel's been on. How long has Mel and Andrew been screaming to you and talking with the viewers about owning precious metals? Why? Because there's a thing in the Bible. It's called a scripture. It's called Haggai 2, verse 8. The silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. Which means that what precious metals are is something very simple. It's an insurance policy. And maybe Andrew could expand about this, but precious metals are an insurance policy against the government.
Yeah,
that's it. They're an insurance policy on what the heck's going on with the government. And yes, it's a hedge against inflation. But honestly, the biggest thing about it is it's an insurance policy.
Yeah, that's true. Andrew, you do talk about that a lot. And you also talk about, a lot of these people have their money invested. They have these 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff. And they just kind of sit back and think, this cycle's going to pass. But as Bo's saying, and as I've been saying, and as you've been saying, these are not normal times, and we're not in a normal cycle. This is not like when the next president comes in, then everything will even out. We are in for a very rocky road ahead, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So typically when it comes to stocks, we'll see a major correction about every 7 or 8 years. And this works like clockwork. And I know that Bo's got a million charts for that. I've seen them before. But about every 7, 8 years, the stock market will have a major correction. And if you can weather that storm, it always comes back. But currently, the last crash was, say, 2008. And the market's been mostly bullish since then, going on the better part of about 14 to 15 years. This year, we've seen a little bit of a pullback and we've seen some resistance, and we know what's coming. But I believe that the bailouts that happened with the big banks, I think the bailouts like AIG, I think that really threw a wrench in how the cycle is supposed to work. It's probably more artificial now than it's ever been. And now I see that today that the government is even is tinkering with even more and more with the crypto exchanges. And Bo, you probably saw the news today where Binance is not allowing any more like cash withdrawals. So you cannot withdraw the dollar from Binance, which is a major cryptocurrency exchange, which originally was Chinese, but then United States had to break off, and we have our own Binance.us exchange. But this is just the government's making it so that cryptocurrency, which is something that people want, something that we believe is good, they're throwing a wrench in it, and they're making it fail. I believe that if Coinbase were to have the problems that we saw Bittrex have, and now Binance, that would just kill all of cryptocurrency. And then all of the central banks are going to come out with this CBDC and they're going to save the day, so to speak.
A nightmare.
But we know that's not
what
happened.
Yeah. I think, honestly,
from looking at the patterns, doing the time calculations of the future, I find all this truly amusing because. See, like, look what happened with the war, right? It's like 2 days ago, I'm watching some podcasts, or is it two? Yeah, a couple days ago, they're literally blaming the war on Bitcoin. It's because that's how they were moving the Hamas was moving the money around via Bitcoin. Like, And then they also say, you know, they use Bitcoin for child trafficking. Like child trafficking is like new, right? They've never done this before, right?
Right.
So the
you
number
mean the
one
government,
instrument,
right?
Yeah. The number one instrument for child trafficking has been the U.S. dollar. Why? Because you can't trace it, right? If I send Andrew or yourself any fraction of a Bitcoin, it's on the blockchain. It's open ledger.
Right.
Everybody sees the transaction, okay? So there's nothing hidden about it. See, but this is why. This is so important for the viewers to understand. The reason Bitcoin is a threat, because I could send either one of you a Bitcoin, a fraction of Bitcoin, or another coin. And it's called peer-to-peer. So you're one and I'm the other. It's direct. There's no middleman, okay? And so that's the threat. So how did they? So, Mel, I see you on stage. You do the greatest presentation of drawing your triangle. And what's your triangle of how they did it? And how they do what? How they control humanity with what, Mel? What do they use? The money.
Right. Yeah.
They
always
use them. You mentioned BlackRock and all these different institutions, and it all comes down to the Federal Reserve and the families. And it's a big triangle, you know, with, you know, people that control the system at the top. It's called the gate to hell. And that's so they control everything with the money. So let me explain one very simple thing. Okay. If they built everything with a US dollar, the Federal Reserve note, what's the one thing in the world they can't have collapse? They will fight to all ends of the world to not let the US dollar collapse, because you know for a fact that people, you know, the podcast is, you know, out there getting 20, 30, 50 million dollars to do podcasts. You see all these people, you know, in government officials, they come in with a salary for $100,000, a government official, and then they retire, you know, with $20 million in their accounts, right? And so what happens is the money system that is on this earth is, and in the Bible, it's called Mystery Babylon. Okay. Why it's a mystery is because very simple is it's called purse strings. And so every politician, Hollywood actor, people that write music, all these people, they're bought and paid for. And then there's people in the behind the scenes that pull the strings. And that's why it's called Mystery Babylon, because you don't really know who's pulling the string, but it's all controlled, bought, and paid for. So if it's all controlled, it's all bought and paid for, and if they're using the US dollar, and then we talk about a stock market crash. Let me tell you, I could care less about a stock market crash. Why? Because that's not what's going to change everything. You see, there's one thing that will change the playing field around the world. And this is coming between now into the first quarter of 2024. The dollar itself will lose its status as the world's reserve currency. Now, when that happens, and it's going to, there's nothing they can do to stop this, because there's going to be an event that's coming that no one can stop. This is biblical. You can't stop what's coming. And when this event goes down, the people that are paid X amount of dollars to keep hush, called hush money, they're not going to want to be paid in the US dollar. And so when they don't want that money anymore, they're going to be wanting paid in gold. They're going to be wanting paid in silver. They're going to be wanting paid in crypto, right? And so if you don't have it, the secrets come out. So, you know, we go to reawakening. It's called, you know, the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. You see, their plan is to bring in the Great Reset. And what is that? Central bank digital currency. It's just basically the central bank digital currency, nothing more than the US dollar. It's just a digital version of it. They want to control you. Okay. The whole system of Babylon is a control mechanism. It's all control. How they do it? With the money. That's why I love this presentation, because it's all about how do you separate yourself from Mystery Babylon? Call Andrew. Why? Because if you own precious metals, silver or gold, you're not. You could go have lunch with anybody. You can give them a coin and you just transact it. Okay. And let me tell you, when the dollar loses its status, this is so awesome. When the dollar loses its status as the world reserve currency, you are going to, because this will be biblical. And when it's biblical, you multiply. So silver right now is in the 20s. The first thing is damages. You're going to see silver possibly by the end of this year go sevenfold. That's about 100 over, it's at least triple digit silver by Christmas. That's just the start. That then leads us, when you read Matthew, 30, 60, 100 fold. So we've got 3.5 years forward into the end of 26 into 27. Mark my words, you're going to see 30 fold multiplication of silver. Silver ultimately is going to be over $2,000 an ounce. Why? Because the U.S. dollar lost its status as the world reserve currency. The other nations of the BRICS, who are the Saudis are with now, attacked. The BRICS attacked the dollar. In a single day, it crashed about 30%. It lost its status as the world reserve currency. The nations of the world no longer want the U.S. dollar. And that's why anything opposite, gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies are opposite the dollar. So when you turn on mainstream media, everything's, gold is nothing but a rock and silver is nothing but a rock. Bitcoin is nothing but used for fraudulent transactions, right? And cryptocurrencies. Why? Because they are polar opposite. They hate anything that's outside of their control system.
Right. You know, Andrew, you and I had talked, it's both saying this, but you and I have talked now, it's 32 states that are putting in legislation or have passed legislation to make gold and silver legal tender again. And it's growing. I see more and more people talking about it. These are individual states. And again, we are a constitutional republic, and these look like they are states that are thinking towards the future and looking at everything and thinking that they need to protect their own money, not just the federal money. What do you think of that? Those motions of trying to change the laws to make sure that people can transact?
I just think it's so smart on their behalf because they clearly see the trend. I think that Bo just made a really great prediction, and it's something that I think will happen. You know, so many people talk about the collapse of the dollar, and we're preparing for a potential collapse of the dollar. But Bo is suggesting that in the first quarter of next year, that it doesn't collapse, that we see it fall off as the world's reserve currency. I think technically the yuan, the Chinese currency, is the world's reserve currency right now. I think I really feel that it is, because the information that I'm getting that says that the G7, which are rich countries like US, Canada, France, Italy, Germany, Japan, and the UK, that we are now less valuable as far as our currency than what the BRICS are doing. So the BRICS have 11 nations strong. And I think that here in the United States that we see what you said, 32 different states now are laying out the groundwork to trade in gold and silver. And I remember it started with Texas about maybe 13, 14 years ago. And this is how we're going to survive. It's not the end of us as a country. I think it's eventually going to be the end of the fiat currencies of the world.
Yeah. And the hold that those people have over us, that world, that BIS, World Bank, IMF, all of that is all a control mechanism, like Bo said, and it's been controlling the whole world in a lot of ways. I honestly do believe, I talked to somebody today, an expert on China, and they were telling me they have all kinds of their own problems too. So financially and in other ways as well. So this is a world, like Bo says, and I like how he talks about it. This is a biblical situation. It's also global. And this global cabal, I call them, you know, the billionaire oligarchy and the international banking cartel, they're doing everything they can to scare us to death, to make us panic, to make us, you know, live in fear. And what we're trying here and what the three of us do with our work in general is try to tell people, like, yes, there is a storm, but to get from here to where we want to go, we have to weather that storm. And that's why we do this. Now, Bo, what are you thinking of the next several months? Because Andrew and I talk a lot about how October, November is an interesting time in the markets in general. Traditionally, a lot of treasuries, bonds, there's all kinds of chaos right now. Should people be paying attention to any of that, or really just focusing on precious metals and accumulating that? Because it used to be that you also had real estate, but right now real estate's not affordable. And I think that that's also a hard asset class that's no longer really in play, at least for most people.
I say things that are like way out of the box, and that's just how when I look at the patterns, everything is so extreme,
right?
But then these things happen. See, that's the crazy part. Like, oh, how could that ever happen? And then it happens. Those who've watched my podcast with a couple of years, like, they're like, I go on stage. I'm like, you know, watch Roe v. Wade's going to be overturned. Clay's like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Then it happens, right? So what I'm saying is the dollar is going to lose its status as the world reserve currency. It doesn't matter what people think. It's going to happen. And I want to, and you say a couple of, you know, you're referencing, Mel, like, you know, fear, right? Are you scared? Or, you know, are you fearful? What's going on? You ask your viewers, right? Well, Andrew and I have talked about this, and Andrew and I sleep so well, it's crazy. And why do Andrew and I sleep so well? And I'm sure you do too, Mel. Why? Because we have precious metals. You see, it doesn't matter what happens in the world, because ultimately the dollar is going to lose its status as the world reserve currency. Chaos will ensue. We're going to have martial law on the streets. It's going to be horrible. See, when the dollar loses status as the world reserve currency, why is that crazy? Because you might use a credit card you might go to the grocery store to buy food, but the vendor, the supplier has to get shipments of food coming in, but the banks are down. So how is he sending money or paying for the shipments that are coming in? He's not. You see, we're going to have a disruption in the food supply. That's what's happening when the dollar loses status of world reserve currency. We're going to have disruptions. The shelves are going to go empty. So I hope people have prepared. This is not forever. This is for a window of time, because we're going to fall. The United States is going to fall. But this is the corporation. So you see what I'm saying? This is the corporate United States. This is not the United States, one nation founded under God. All men are created equal. This United States is fully captured and fully controlled. And how they did it again? With the money. So right. if you're afraid and you can't sleep well, you obviously don't hold precious metals, because you know, the three of us do. And so there's really nothing to fear. Now, one thing I want to point out is when you look at specifically the US dollar and why you should be concerned, because see, the entire financial system is based on gold. Now, Mel, if you wanted to count to $1 million, count to a million, it would take you about 12 days. This is so critical. If the money system doesn't freak people out, do you understand it would take you 12 days to count to a million? This light purple area here is a trillion. Mel, if you wanted to count to a trillion, it would take you 32,000 years. So a thousand billion is a trillion. And now 1,000 trillion is a quadrillion. And we are in the quadrillions. Wow. So if the viewers are not freaked out about the US dollar is no longer backed by gold, it's no longer backed by oil, it's just paper. They've created it like lunatics, especially since 2020 and the crash of 2020 March. On the crash of 2020 March, they created $7 trillion over the weekend. They pumped it back into the stock market and it went up. See, so that's why the stock market is irrelevant, because every time it crashes, they can create thin air or pump it back in the stock market. But what is important? The cycle of Leviticus. What does Leviticus say? Thou shalt consecrate the 50th year. Well, this is awesome. And this just shows you that what supersedes all of this is scripture. So what was overturned? What became law in 73? Abortion. What was overturned last year? Abortion. So guess what year this is? This is 50 years from abortion. Nixon took us off the gold standard in 71, but it was 2 years later the petrodollar contract was signed. If add 50 years now. So what are the coincidences that we got 50 years for abortion? We got 50 years for the US dollar, the petrodollar. You're going to like this one, okay? This is a new revelation I just got. Think about this. The World Economic Forum. I know you talk about them all the time, right? So they were founded in 71. But guess when they revealed all of their plans? They laid out their plans in the Davos Manifesto in 73, 50 years. So please explain to me, it's a rhetorical question, but explain to me how all of these events went down on the 50-year mark. We are at the 50-year mark. So how does that happen? It's not possible, but yet it's happening. And then to confirm the 50-year cycle, we literally had a war breakout just 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, whatever it was. Yeah, well, 10 days ago, a war breaks out, you know, on the 50-year mark. So what do I see coming? I see a collapse of the U.S. dollar. I see a collapse of the U.S. bonds shortly thereafter in the first quarter of 2024. When the bonds collapse, the real estate market is going to implode, roughly between 50 to 90% loss of value, because the bond market will collapse. This is going to be, and this will mark, the greatest crash in human history. And they cannot stop what's coming, because this is biblical, and there was going to be an intervention by God, and it will be the scariest time in all of history and the greatest time in all of history. What's the saying, all right? The best of times in the worst of times. And so have you prepared? Have you listened to Andrew? Have you listened to Mel? You know, do you understand what's going on? I'm showing you cycles of 50-year cycles that are perfect. We've had some incredible forecasts that have been nailed it to the day. And now I'm showing you these patterns of the U.S. dollar. It's finished. All I'm saying is that there's going to be an event coming. No one can stop what's coming, because these people, you know, scripture, there's a scripture, it's Deuteronomy. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, thus shall he reap. So when's reaping season? It's hard. Reap means harvest. Okay, so when's harvest? November. So you ask, you know, what do I see in the near future? This November is going to be awesome and horrible. And so as November ends, things are about to manifest. We're going to see explosions in precious metals. And when this happens, maybe Andrew can expand upon this, but when gold goes vertical, when silver goes vertical, okay? So silver right now is like 20 bucks in January, 21, 22, okay? In a single day, it's going to go triple. So my target's about $68 in a single day. So it's going to go from 20 bucks to just under 70 in a single day. And that just marks the start of the bull market. That's about to happen. And when a bull market goes, here's the problem. In a single day, you have one billionaire or a couple billionaires call up all the stores or call up the suppliers, and Andrew can expand about this. And it's not a matter of having 1% of the population or 10% of the population. It's a matter of having one or two billionaires step up to the plate, and all the silver and all the gold is bought. It's gone. Gone. So those that are sitting on the fence saying, hey, you know, I'm going to wait and see if Andrew, you know, if this is what Andrew is going to, and Mel are talking about is going to happen, or, you know, I'm going to see if Bo's right. I think we've proven it enough times that the cycles are predictable. And what I'm saying is that when this event goes, you're either prepared for it or you're not, because right. When silver goes from 20 to 60 to $7 in a single day, Andrew's going to close his doors, because Andrew's not going to know where to buy silver and gold from, because the vendors shut their doors because they don't know what it's going to cost for them to buy it. So the whole thing just comes to a screeching halt. When the doors open up, silver might be in $100 range, and then Andrew may expand upon spreads as well too. So talk about, you know, on an explosion, and talk about spreads, because the viewers need to understand when this thing goes, you either prepared or you missed the whole train.
Yeah, I'm glad that Bo brought this up right now, because Mel, Bo and I have been talking about this for a couple of years. On the day that he's describing when this happens, it's not if, it's when it happens. Right. We know it'll happen again, because it's happened before. Not all in one day, but in 2011, we saw the metals just run from like the low $20 range on silver up to like $49. And it happened so fast. It didn't happen diligently. And oftentimes there were days when there were just such big moves. I'm calling around to try to replenish our inventory. And everyone's saying, we don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have it. Well, they all had it. They just didn't know what to sell it for. So what Bo's talking about, if we see silver go from like the $20 range up to $70 almost overnight, I'm going to just head to the beach. I'm just going to have to shut the doors and just head to the beach. We joke about it all the time. Like, Andrew's going to have his beach day. And before, you know, it was just kind of fun to talk about, because we know it could happen. So much has happened in the last couple of years that the writing is on the wall that day is coming. And I actually don't want the beach day. I want to just come into the operate the way that I always do. But the thing is most people out there aren't going to prepare and heed to the warnings that that we're giving them, because we're not saying that your life is over if you don't hedge your portfolio with gold and silver. It's just you're positioning yourself like it's insurance. You're just using a portion of what you have just in case. And if everything that we say, or when everything that we say happens, does happen, you're just going to have one regret and you're going to wish that you had more. So
yeah,
it will happen again. And the metals do not move diligently like we're taught that investments do. They skyrocket. And that's eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah. That's, I think, correct. That's a really good point that you brought up, that it would happen. It's not going to be slow. It's not going to be like we watched it all this time. When this event happens, it's going to be kind of like it was in 2011. I remember when that happened.
Yep.
And the problem also just in the spreads. So let's say silver right now is in the low 20s and it goes to say $70 or say $68, $70. Okay. Talk to us about spreads, because Andrew, you sell it. So talk about spreads, because this is so important for the viewers to understand how spreads dramatically change.
Oh yeah. So the price that silver sells for is never the price. Like if you Google price of silver today for 1 ounce, if you Google that, you're never going to buy silver for that price. So currently it's about $22.80 an ounce. Silver is going to cost you mostly around $30 an ounce right now. So sometimes people are kind of shocked by that. They go, wow, are you really putting $7 per ounce in your pocket for each one that you sell? But it's silver. Silver actually costs quite a bit more than its price per ounce. Just like when you go and buy gasoline at the gas station, it costs significantly more than it does when it's raw and in the barrel. So there's a lot that goes into it as it changes hands. So yes. When Bo called the exact bottom of the market in November, silver was $18.50 an ounce. Well, a silver eagle, which has 1 ounce of silver in it at that time, had an $18 per ounce premium. That means if you bought a 1 ounce silver eagle in November of last year, it would cost you $36.50. And it's just mind blowing, because in all my years, since I started working in this business in 1985, the silver eagle came out the following year.
Oh,
and,
wow.
The following year. And they've come out with it every year since. And it's a very popular bullion coin, but it's like, to have 100% premium is something I've never seen before. So now that we know that typically if something happens once, it can happen again, potentially it could exceed the actual value of the content of silver in it. And I base that on the fact that physical silver trades on the same pricing that the futures market does, where these are often just paper contracts. So physical silver is not able to realize its true value and scarcity, mostly because it's manipulated down by the big banks, right?
Yeah.
Right. So if the price was $68, what would be your best guess that you'd be selling that coin for? Probably maybe double?
I would say if we're lucky, it would only be $100. But I think it's closer to about $125, $130, $135.
See, and that's what happens when you get a price explosion. The spreads from actually a spread means to get it in your hand. So you actually go to a dealer, you buy it from them, and they put it in, you get it in your hand. And so now you're in control of that coin. The spreads, when prices are exploding, so are the spreads, and they can go double of what the price is sometimes, or even more. So you always want to buy not in a bull market, because when the prices are going crazy, so are the spreads. And the other huge problem is if the metals are bought up, because they can be bought up in a single day, you have several billionaires step up to the plate, and all the above ground precious metals, silver and gold, could be bought up. And then the problem is the only thing you can buy up after that is literally if several people walk into Andrew's shop, drop off some coins or some metal, he can then sell that. But if Andrew can't, there's going to be a huge, in a bull market, the biggest problem, maybe Andrew can expand, but from what I've learned in the past, the biggest problem in a bull market is sourcing your material.
Yep, it is. How we calculate the price of what we sell for isn't based on what we paid. It's based on what our replacement cost is. So if silver were to jump to $50 an ounce tomorrow, then I'm probably not going to sell anything that I already had based on what I paid and what our normal spread is. I'm going to have to look around and see what the current spreads are so I can see what it's going to cost me to replace it. And even when it's on the downside, if silver were to drop $5 an ounce, most of the time we can't afford to sell it because we're in it at a certain price. So we have to base what we sell based on what I could source elsewhere and work off of whatever the current spread is at that time. And the spreads don't always go like this straight across. So with precious metals, it's almost like you have two lines. You've got the price, the spot price of gold and silver constantly going up, but you've also got the premium too. And right now the premiums are low and the precious metals are available right now. You can get almost anything right now and have it shipped within a day or two. So people should reach out immediately because we know what's coming. Most people tend to follow the herd, but if you could, you should reach out to us and don't feel pressured. We always say, look, pray about it. Be comfortable with the idea, but we're never going to try to really push somebody into this too hard.
Yeah. And, you know, my audience knows me and you, of course, we've been doing shows for 3 years. And the truth of the matter is that this is, as we always say, a lot of things are going back to God. We're in a biblical time, but it is good versus evil. It is God versus Satan. The entire market that they've set up from bottom to top to the international banking cartel, all of it is bound to collapse. It always was. And to be living through it is, like Bo said, it's also a scary time, but it's an exciting time. And on the other side of this, there's so much that we will enjoy, and life will be far better when we're outside of this predatory kind of parasitic system that we've been locked in. But like I always say, gold and silver is God's currency. It has been here from the beginning of time. It will be here way after all of us. It will always mean something. And the good news is that I believe that this is a global shift, and gold and silver is portable. You can take it anywhere. You can do anything with it. It's always going to matter. It's always going to be valuable. You can always trade it, whether you're, you know, in the Middle East or in America or South America, no matter where you are. And that also gives you the ability to, you know, always be sure that no matter what happens or where you go, you're protected. And like Bo said, it's an insurance policy. You know, there was a time when we bought gold and silver as an investment. Well, right now it's really about weathering the storm and protecting your family and your future. So I'll let Bo take us to the out. And then for everyone that watches me, you know, go to themelkayshow.com, go to our partners page, go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals and fill out the form. Tell Andrew exactly what you want. You don't need to know anything about gold and silver. You could be somebody who's bought it many times. You could be in between, in the middle. You could just have questions about your IRA, 401k. So Mel K Gold or themelkayshow.com partners page. And we'll let Bo Polny, our special guest, take us out. So go ahead, Bo, and tell everyone also where they can find you, how they can follow you. I know you're very popular and people love you so much. So I'm excited to introduce my audience to you today as well.
Thank you, Mel. Yeah, so my website is gold, then 2020, so 2020forecast.com. The point of, like you said, you know, these are biblical times. I love the saying, you know, this is not political, it's biblical, because everything going on is superseded by the Bible. And so, you know, we talk about fear. See, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God comes to bring life more abundantly. Right. And so if you're in the word and you understand, there should be no fear. If you've prepared, there should be no fear. But those who don't want to listen, those who think, you know, that none of this is going to happen, the government's got you. See, the government is the root of all evil because they love money. Right. And so that's where the evil is. They love the money and they control humanity with the money. And so, you know, we say this is a battle between good and evil. Actually, it's kind of it's a funny saying because it's not even a battle. You see, evil is a creation. God's the creator, right? So the funny thing is, it's just evil's about to meet the power of the creator, and it's going to be awesome. You want an example of that? Look what happened at the Red Sea. Israel was pinned against the Red Sea, they were finished. There was nowhere to go left or right. Behind them was the sea. Pharaoh's coming at them. They're finished. And then God showed up. The Red Sea parted. They walked on dry land, left and right. All of this happened. There are still chariots at the bottom of the Red Sea. It all happened. It all happened. And at the end of that, Pharaoh and his entire army was finished. So that's an example of the creation meeting the creator. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. And by owning precious metals, you're simply buying an insurance policy against all the craziness in the world, what the governments have done. If tomorrow you buy it today, tomorrow, next month, next year, you want to, it's like nothing happened. You're like, you want to switch it. You can just call Andrew up and you can buy, get all your paper back again. Okay. But the point is, all you're doing is like you're going on vacation. You buy another currency. That's all buying gold and silver is. It's just another currency that you can at any point in time swap it back into whatever you want. And if the U.S. dollar crashes, this is the cool part. The United States, mark my words, is going to go back to the U.S. to the gold standard. I'm telling you, the United States is going to come back to the gold standard. And I'm going to explain to you in another interview how this is going to happen, but Mill and I will be talking again. The United States returns back to the gold standard, then that's going to be the new money system. A new money system is coming, and it's going to be backed by gold and silver. So if you own precious metals today, you're already in the new money system. You just don't know it yet. But it's going to be awesome. The way we transact in the future is going to change forever. I've shown you the 50-year cycles. They are crazy accurate. And look at all the things I've shown you. We're in the 50-year cycle. So I'm just telling you, it's coming. You can't stop what's coming. Andrew, and maybe Andrew can finish off as well too, but just explain, because there are a lot of people that have 401ks and stuff. And I don't know if that works, but Andrew's a pro at it. And I bought from Andrew. Now, one thing about precious metals, and I'll finish on this. When you put an order in for precious metals with whoever it is, the day that wire leaves your account and until that metal shows up at your door or wherever you're getting it received, that's like the scariest time, because like, did I just lose my money or is it going to come? So I'm just telling you, the scariest time if a wire leaves your account to when it arrives, you better make sure you're sending us it's going to deliver. And Andrew is incredible. He's top of the food chain for delivery.
Yeah, and he also, you can just, I use his own depository, and that's the easiest way to transact back and forth as well. It keeps it safe, and if you're moving around. Now, Andrew, we'll finish on you. Since everyone knows you, we know about the form that they should fill out, put what they know. But anything you want to tell anyone that hasn't been said that you want to remind people of?
Well, the transactions are much more fluid if you're ahead of the curve and you do it ahead of the herd, so to speak. So right now is the sweet spot. We've got about 12 months before the election. We're likely going to have a new president, maybe even our real president. But whatever happens, there's a lot of uncertainty that comes in between now and then. So definitely go to the Mel K Partners page or go to our own website at bh-pm.com. Reference this show, say that Mel K sent you. And definitely do it, because if you're interested in learning how to roll over a retirement account, put that in the notes. If you're interested in third-party storage where it's insured and for a minimal cost, put that in there. If you feel like you don't know anything about buying precious metals, put that in there, because I've got staff that can help every type of question out there. So definitely reach out. If you don't, I would suggest that you at least consider it soon, because watch what's happening in the world. There's many different reasons for you to be having it now.
Great. Well, thank you both. Great Bo Palmy. He'll be back later in the week. And as always, Andrew, he stops by once a week to hang out with me and fill me in on what's going on. And thank you so much for coming. Please, we've been telling you for a long time, protect yourself, protect your family. Stay in the calm through the storm. One way to do that is definitely precious metals, gold and silver. And get over there to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And we will see you next time. Thank you so much, guys. And thank you. I will see you soon.
Thank you.